Okay, my friends. So we're reading through a collection of Rudyard Kipling's Just So stories. And we've read about the whale and the camel and the rhinoceros and the leopard and the elephant and the kangaroo. And today we are reading the beginning of the armadillos. And the artwork here was done by Jane Ray. And I think armadillos might be one of the cutest animals ever. They're so interesting to look at. Don't you agree?
I think an armadillo is that guy and that guy mixed.
Ah, so in the picture we see a turtle and a hedgehog. And putting the two of them together, yeah, you have something very similar to an armadillo, right?
What is it called?
Well, let's read and find out. Are you ready? Today's story, The Beginning of Armadillos, is read by Mommy and Poofy Tooch.
Poofy
Choo Choo. That's right, the Poofy Choo Choo. And we're about to find out what Rudyard Kipling thought was the beginning of armadillos. Now, I just want to remind our friends that these are made-up stories. These are fairy tales and fables, and they always teach a lesson. So let's see if we can figure it out. You ready? Okay, this, oh, best beloved, is another story of those high and far-off times. In the very middle of those times was a stickly-prickly hedgehog, and he lived in the banks of the turbid Amazon, eating shelly snails and things. And he had a friend, a slow, solid tortoise, who lived on the banks of the turbid Amazon eating green lettuces and things. And so that was all right, best beloved. Do you see? But also at the same time, in those high and far off times, there was a painted jaguar, and he lived on the banks of the turbid Amazon too. I have a question for you. You want to know what it is? What do you suppose turbid means? Do you want me to tell you? It means cloudy and gunky, like there's stuff floating in it. That's what turbid means. Okay, so back to this painted jaguar who lived on the cloudy, full of gunk Amazon. He ate everything that he could catch. And when he could not catch deer or monkeys, he would eat frogs and beetles. And if he could not catch frogs and beetles, he went to his mother jaguar, and she told him how to eat hedgehogs and tortoises. She said to him ever so many times, graciously waving her tail, "My son, when you find a hedgehog, you must drop him into the water, and then he will uncoil. And when you catch a tortoise, you must scoop him out of his shell with your paw." And so that was all right, best beloved. Now, one beautiful night on the banks of the turbid Amazon, Painted Jaguar found Stickly Prickly Hedgehog and Slow Solid Tortoise sitting under the trunk of a fallen tree, and they could not run away. And so Stickly Prickly curled himself up into a ball because he was a hedgehog. And Slow Solid Tortoise drew in his head and his feet into his shell as far as they would go because he was a tortoise. And so that was all right, best beloved. Do you see? Okay. Now,
attend to me, said Painted Jaguar, because this is very important. My mother said that when I meet a hedgehog, I am to drop him into the water, and then he will uncoil, and I will, when I meet a tortoise, I am to scoop him out of his shell with my paw. Now, which one of you is the hedgehog? And which one of you is the tortoise? Because to save my spots, I can't tell.
Are you sure of what your mummy told you?
Said the stickly prickly hedgehog.
Are you quite sure? Because she said that you, when you uncoil a tortoise, you must shell him out of the water with a scoop. Then when you paw a hedgehog, you must drop him on his shell.
Uh-oh, is that what she said, really?
No. Are you sure of what your mommy told you?
said the slow and solid tortoise.
Are you quite sure? Perhaps she said that when you water a hedgehog, you must drop him into your paw, and when you meet a tortoise, you must shell him until he uncoils.
I don't think that was right either.
I don't think it was like that at all,
said the painted jaguar, but he felt a little puzzled. Do you know what it means to be puzzled? It means to be confused.
But please say it again, more distinctly.
Aha! So now he's getting confused. He's thinking to himself, what did my mother say? They've said something totally different that was really bizarre, and I don't know what to think.
When you scoop water with your paw, you uncoil it with a hedgehog,
said Stickly Prickly.
Remember that, because it's important.
But when you paw your meat, you drop it into a tortoise with a scoop. Why can't you understand?
You are making my spots ache,
said Painted Jaguar.
And besides, I don't want your advice at all. I only wanted to know which of you is the hedgehog and which is the tortoise.
I shan't tell you,
said Stickly Prickly.
But you can scoop me out of my shell if you'd like.
Aha!
Said Painted Jaguar. Oh, he's going to be in trouble.
Now, I know you're tortoise. You thought I wouldn't, but now I will.
And so Painted Jaguar darted out his paddy paw just as Stickly Prickly curled himself up. And of course, Jaguar's paddy paw was filled with prickles. And worse than that, he knocked Stickly Prickly away and away into the woods and the bushes where it was too dark to find him. And then he put his paddy paw into his mouth. And of course, the prickles hurt him worse than ever. And as soon as he could speak again, he said,
now I know he isn't tortoise at all, but...
And then he scratched his head with his unprickly paw.
How do I know that this other is tortoise?
But I am tortoise,
said Slow and Solid.
Your mother was quite right. She said that you were to scoop me out of my shell with your paw. Begin.
You didn't say that she said that a minute ago,
said Painted Jaguar, sucking the prickles out of his paddy paw.
You said she said something quite different.
Well, suppose you say that I said she said something quite different. I don't see that it makes any difference. Because if she said what you said, I said she said, it's just the same as if I said what she said, she said. On the other hand, if you think she said that you were to uncoil me with a scoop instead of pawing me into drops with a shell, I can't help that, can I?
Do you know what I think is happening right now?
What?
I think this tortoise is very clever and he's doing his very best to confuse the heck out of our friend, the Painted Jaguar, who at this point already has one ouchied paw, and I feel like he's about to have another. Let's see what happens.
But you said you wanted to be scooped out of your shell with my paw,
said Painted Jaguar.
If you'll think again, you'll find that I didn't say anything of the kind. I said that your mother said that you were to scoop me out of my shell,
said Slow and Solid.
What will happen if I do?
Said the Jaguar, most sniffly and most cautious.
I don't know, because I've never been scooped out of my shell before, but I tell you truly, if you want to see me swim away, you've only got to drop me into the water.
I don't believe it,
said the Painted Jaguar.
You've mixed up all the things my mother told me to do with all the things that you've asked me to do, whether I was sure that she didn't say it. I don't know whether I'm on my head or my painted tail. And now you come and tell me something that I can understand, and that makes me more mixy than before. My mother told me that I was to drop one of you two into the water. And you seem so anxious to be dropped. I think you don't want to be dropped. So, jump into the turbid Amazon and be quick about it.
I warn you that your mummy won't be pleased. Don't tell her I didn't tell you,
said Slow Solid.
If you say another word about what my mother said,
the Jaguar answered, but he had not finished the sentence before Slow and Solid quietly dived into the turbid Amazon and swam underwater for a long way and came out of the bank where Stickly Prickly was waiting for him.
That was a very narrow escape,
said Stickly Prickly.
I don't like Painted Jaguar. What did you tell him that you were?
I told him truthfully, that I was a truthful tortoise. But he wouldn't believe it, and he made me jump into the river to see if I was. And I was. And is he surprised? And now he's gone to tell his mummy. Listen to him.
And they could hear Painted Jaguar roaring up and down and among the trees and the bushes on the side of the turbid Amazon until his mummy came.
Son! Son!
Said his mother ever so many times, graciously waving her tail. What have you been doing that you shouldn't have done?
I tried to scoop something that said it was to be scooped out of its shell with my paw, but my paw is full of prickles,
said Painted Jaguar.
Son, son,
said the mother ever so many times, graciously waving her tail. By the prickles in your paddy paw,
I see that must have been a hedgehog. You should have dropped him into the water.
I did it to that other thing, and he said he was a tortoise, but I didn't believe him, and it was quite true, and he has dived under the turbid Amazon, and he won't come up again, and I haven't had anything to eat, and I think we'd better find lodging somewhere else, because they're too clever on the turbid Amazon for poor me.
Son, son,
said his mother, ever so many times, graciously waving her tail.
Now, attend to me, and remember what I say. A hedgehog curls himself up into a ball, and his prickles stick out every which way at once. And by this you may know the hedgehog.
I don't like this old lady one little bit,
said Stickly Prickly under the shadow of a large leaf.
I wonder what else she knows.
A tortoise can't curl himself up,
Mother Jaguar went on, ever so many times, graciously waving her tail.
He only draws his head and his legs into his shell, and by this you may know that he is a tortoise.
I don't like this old lady at all,
at all,
said Slow and Solid Tortoise.
Even Painted Jaguar can't forget those directions. It's a great pity you can't swim, stickly prickly.
Don't talk to me,
said Stickly Prickly.
Just think how much better it would be if you could curl up. This is a mess. Listen to the Painted Jaguar.
So Painted Jaguar was sitting on the banks of the turbid Amazon, sucking prickles out of his paws and saying to himself,
can't curl, but can swim. Ah, Slow Solid, that's him. Curls up, but can't swim. Stickly Prickly, that's him. He'll never forget that. This month of Sundays,
said Stickly Prickly.
Hold up my chin, Slow and Solid. I'm going to try to learn to swim. It may be useful.
Excellent,
said Slow and Solid, and he held up Stickly Prickly's chin while Stickly Prickly kicked in the waters of the turbid Amazon.
You'll make a fine swimmer yet,
said Slow and Solid.
Now, if you can, unlace my back plates a little. I'll see what I can do towards curling up. It may be useful.
Well, Stickly Prickly helped to unlace Tortoise's back plates so that by twisting and straining, Slow and Solid actually managed to curl up a tidy wee bit. Yep, Philip is showing me exactly what a curled up tortoise would look like. Well done. Halfway there. Now,
excellent,
said Stickly Prickly,
but I shouldn't do any more just now. It's making you black in the face. Kindly lead me into the water once again, and I'll practice that side stroke which you say is so easy.
So Stickly Prickly practiced, and Slow Solid swam alongside.
Excellent, said Slow and Solid. A little more practice will make you a regular whale. Now, if I may trouble you to unlace my back and front plates two holes more, I'll try that fascinating bend that you say is so easy, and won't Painted Jaguar be surprised?
Excellent,
said Stickly Prickly, all wet from the turbid Amazon.
I declare, I shouldn't know you from one of my own family. Two holes, I think you said? A little more expression, please, and don't quite grunt so much, or Painted Jaguar may hear us. Now, when you've finished, I want to try that long dive, which you say is so easy. Won't Painted Jaguar be surprised?
So Stickly Prickly dived, and Slow and Solid dived alongside.
Excellent, said Slow and Solid. A little more attention to holding your breath, and you will be able to keep house at the bottom of the turbid Amazon. Now, I'll try the exercise of wrapping my hind legs around my ears, which you say is so particularly comfortable. Won't Painted Jaguar be surprised?
Excellent, said Stickly Prickly, but it's straining your back plates a little. They're all overlapping now instead of lying side by side.
Oh, that's the best result of exercise, said Slow and Solid.
I've noticed that your prickles seem to be melting into one another, and that you're growing to look rather like a pine cone and less like a chestnut burr than you used to.
Am I?
Said Stickly Prickly.
That comes from soaking in the water. Oh, won't Painted Jaguar be surprised?
Do you know what I'm noticing?
Mm-hmm.
So in the picture...
Wait, turtle's turning into armadillo.
Yep, and...
He's turning into a pine cone.
It's so funny, my friends. It looks like that Stickly Prickly hedgehog looks more like a pine cone, and that Slow and Solid turtle is starting to look more like, I don't know, they're changing, and they're changing, their bodies are changing, everything's changing about them, but they're kind of starting to look the same. Oh dear. Let's keep going. They went on with their exercises, each helping the other until the morning came, and when the sun was very high, they rested and dried themselves, and then they saw that both of them were quite different from what they had been.
Stickly Prickly, said Tortoise after breakfast, I am not what I was yesterday, but I think that I may yet amuse Painted Jaguar.
That was the very thing I was thinking just now,
said Stickly Prickly. They even sound the same.
I think scales are a tremendous improvement on prickles, to say nothing of being able to swim.
Oh, won't Painted Jaguar be surprised?
Let's go and find him.
So by and by they found Painted Jaguar still nursing his paddy paw that had been hurt the night before, and he was so astonished that he fell 3 times backwards over in his own painted tail without stopping.
Good morning, said Stickly Prickly. And how is your dear gracious mummy this morning?
She is quite well, thank you, said Painted Jaguar. But you must forgive me if I do not, at the precise moment, recall your name.
That's unkind of you, said Stickly Prickly, seeing that at this time yesterday you tried to scoop me out of my shell with your paw.
But you
hadn't any shell. It was all prickles, said Painted Jaguar.
I know it was. Just look at my paw.
You told me to drop into the turbid Amazon and be drowned, said Slow Solid. Why are you so rude and forgetful today?
Don't you remember what your mother told you? Said Stickly Prickly.
Oh,
can't curl but can swim. Stickly Prickly, that's him. Curls up but can't swim. Solid, Slow Solid, that's him.
Then they both curled themselves up and rolled round and round, Painted Jaguar till his eyes turned truly cartwheels in his head, and then he went to fetch his mother.
Mother, there are 2 new animals in the woods today, and one said that you said couldn't swim swims, and then the one that you said couldn't curl up curls, and they've gone shears in their prickles, and I think both of them are scaly all over instead of one being smooth and the other being prickly, and besides that they're rolling round and round in circles, and I don't feel comfy.
Son, the mother jaguar said ever so many times, graciously waving her tail. A hedgehog is a hedgehog, and can't be anything but a hedgehog. And a tortoise is a tortoise, and can never be anything else.
But it isn't a hedgehog, and it isn't a tortoise. It's a little bit of both. I don't know its proper name.
Nonsense, said Mother Jaguar. Everything has its proper name. I should call it Armadillo, till I found out the real one, and I should leave it alone. So Painted Jaguar did as he was told, especially about leaving them alone. But the curious thing is, from that day to this, oh best beloved, no one on the banks of the turbid Amazon has ever called Stickly Prickly and Slow Solid anything except Armadillo. And there are hedgehogs and tortoises in other places, of course. There are some in my garden. But the real old and clever kind, with their scales lying lippity-lappity over one another like pinecone scales, have lived off the banks of the turbid Amazon in the high and far of places, and they are always called armadillos because they are so clever. So that's all right, best beloved. Do you see? Mm-hmm. And we can see them, and they are fascinating. And it is also the end.